Four simple steps to becoming your own fertility authority and your most fertile self. I'm Julia Indichova, the founder of Fertile Heart and the creator of the Fertile Heart Ovum Program, which is a completely original process that has supported thousands of people in completing their families in a myriad of ways. Often, the program helped beat some pretty major odds, whether it was through a spontaneous pregnancy or finally a successful IVF or egg donation cycle after several disappointments, or through a beautiful, heart-expanding adoption journey. Whichever path you're choosing, chances are you'll find a story on one of our testimonial pages that will hit the spot. Welcome to this mini workshop I titled Four Simple Steps to Becoming Your Own Fertility Authority and Your Most Fertile Self. If you're already familiar with my work, whether you read Inconceivable or The Fertile Female, or attended one of my teleconferences and workshops, this session hopes to support you in clearing away some of the most common obstacles to claiming your fertility in the deepest sense of that word. If you're brand new to Fertile Heart and the Fertile Heart Ovum Practice, I'm so glad that we found each other. We have lots of pages of information and resources on the site that can guide you toward leaving behind all unnecessary suffering and turn this potentially heartbreaking challenge into the most powerful healing journey of your life. Before we dive in, note that at some point in this program, I'll be inviting you to close your eyes and I'll introduce you to some of the Fertile Heart tools. So please, please, please make sure you're safe. It's not a good idea to be doing those processes behind the wheel. As always, I'm sharing this work with the understanding that all listeners take full responsibility for their own well-being. Okay, let's begin. First, what do I mean by becoming your own authority? For me, it means learning to feel, think, choose, and then act for ourselves. It sounds like a simple task, but in fact, remembering my own journey, and after working in an intimate way with thousands of people in the last two decades, I have found that for most of us humans, feeling, thinking, choosing, and acting in a way that honors our own deepest truth is the most challenging task of all. Now, before we go any further, I also want to make sure it's clear that gaining confidence in our own ability to discern what's possible for us and what's beneficial and what isn't does not mean that we don't learn from doctors, teachers, and healthcare providers. It doesn't mean we ignore test results. It doesn't mean we deny facts, whether it's our age or our hormone levels or structural obstacles to a full-term pregnancy. What it does mean is that the choices we make based on information we receive are guided by this strong inner authority, this inner ally that is unconditionally on our side. Why is cultivating that voice of self-trust so important? Because even the best-intentioned healthcare providers are not privy to the information encoded on every cell in your body. The best of providers don't have a 24/7 access to the vast reservoir of knowledge and wisdom and emotional energy that becomes available to you when you full-heartedly embrace your longing to love a child. We must learn to view our circumstances through the lens of that inner authority, because we humans, all of us, are immensely biased. Not because we are ill-intentioned, but because We see the world through the lens of our education, our training, and our life experiences. A number of years ago, a client who was in her 40s, we'll call her Sarah, had a blocked fallopian tube and a hormonal imbalance with highly unpredictable menstrual cycles. And she was told by her reproductive endocrinologist that a biological pregnancy was absolutely out of the question. Through the Fertile Heart Ovum practice, she arrived at a realization that in spite of these potentially overwhelming obstacles, natural pregnancy was indeed possible for her. When she became pregnant a couple of months later, her doctor identified the developing fetus as a fibroid. This was an experienced, well-meaning physician, but his view of what was possible was limited by his training. His vision was literally blurred by the dictates of the reductive science of his training that left out essential pieces of the puzzle of Sarah's story. That highly regarded physician with the most impeccable credentials was unable to see what was directly in front of his eyes as a viable pregnancy. Thankfully, Sarah was by that point securely grounded in her own authority, and instead of a fibroid, she gave birth to a healthy little girl. So I'm inviting you right now to join me on an adventure that is not only about you claiming your own authority for the baby journey, but for the rest of your beautiful human journey. Ready? Let's do it. The very first step toward claiming your own authority is to know that the seed of that fertility authority is present in every one of us. So it is absolutely present in you. As any gardener can tell you, in order to grow and germinate, a seed needs receptive soil. That's what you and I are doing right now, preparing a hospitable environment for that seed of your inner authority by gratefully and humbly acknowledging that it is indeed present in you, and then learning to water and nourish that seed with the purest, best possible nutrients. In the Fertile Heart Ovum program, we reach into our toolbox and nourish that seed not only by learning which foods to eat and which ones to avoid. That's actually by far the easiest thing to figure out. Over the years, I have found that the most powerful nutrients for that seed of inner authority and a greatest source of strength comes from nourishing that seed with new insight, new ways of looking at our challenges. Some days, we might water that seed with our tears, some days with laughter, some days by using carefully crafted remedies that we drop into the soil of our being. We'll be sampling some of those remedies in a little while. That's step one, knowing that the seed of our authority is absolutely part of us and humbly acknowledging that it needs to be nourished with the right nutrients. Step two is about making sure that we protect our emerging self-trust from harm. That is a crucial lesson to keep relearning if we are to stop being victimized and learn to become our own strongest allies. Now, what could harm that seed of authority and inhibit its growth? One potential threat comes from a phenomena I call thrashing. What is thrashing and how is it a serious threat to that emerging seed of our fertility authority? It's actually my computer geek husband who told me about thrashing. A thrashing computer is flipping through information constantly and at great speed without being able to apply any of the information in a useful way. With 10 different browsers open and an unending stream of emails promising to fix us, thrashing can keep us infertile in the deepest sense of that word. I've actually seen people stuck in thrashing mode for years. The truth is, thrashing is pretty much all I did in those first few days and months after my diagnosis, after being told that at the age of 42, with an FSH of 42, a biological pregnancy was out of the question. All I wanted was to find somebody to fix me. I kept spinning my wheels, going from one expert to the next. One day, I was on the bus to see the wizard in New Jersey. The next day, I rode the subway to Chinatown. These days, of course, the number of experts has grown exponentially, and they're standing by 24/7, available at the touch of the screen. And if we're not careful, we could really get sucked into that black hole of thrashing in a way that was never possible before. It's also essential for us to learn to protect that seed, not only from outside influence, but from the frightened, anxious voices in ourselves. Because the voice that keeps us running around in circles will say, "You better hurry. You're late for that next very important date. In fact, you're always late." It's the voice that tells you to hop to it and schedule the next treatment before the last good follicle flows out of your body. It's the voice within you that tells you you screwed up by waiting too long and you ruined your life. It's the voice that says you're being punished for that abortion you had 12 years ago. Luckily, there is a cure for CT, chronic thrashing. And if you're game, we can sample some of the remedies of the Fertile Heart Medicine Chest right now. Shall we? The cure begins when you stop and unclench. Yes, being your own authority doesn't mean clutching at the wheel. It means allowing yourself first, before getting into the driver's seat, to pause, to stop, and just allow yourself to be breathed. Let's do that, just for the duration of this program, okay? As an experiment, take a nice deep breath and see if you could feel and sense lifting your hands off the control panel. And now, see if you could let go even a little more by taking another nice deep breath and sighing on the out-breath, letting that sigh carry whatever it is right now that needs to be emptied from your body. Okay? So a nice deep breath in. Ah. And sigh on the out breath. Nice. One more time. Breath in. Yes, you're taking a break from the battle. And now, all you do is choose. Remember, we're learning how to feel, think, choose, and act on our choices. So now I'm inviting you to make a choice. Again, let it be a temporary choice, a choice you're trying out for the duration of this mini workshop, okay? I'm inviting you to allow for the possibility that you are, at this very moment, this moment of listening to my voice, in the perfect place, at a perfect time, on your singular, perfect human pilgrimage. Your beautiful pilgrimage from one sacred site to the next as you keep walking to meet your child halfway. In spite of all the other voices competing for your attention, you can always choose which voice you give power to. And the only sane choice is to give power to the voice that calls you back to your grounded, adult, life-choosing self. Here is one of the many remedies from the Fertile Heart Toolbox to help you protect that seed of your authority. It's an imagery medicine called the Golden Shield. You want to be sitting nice and straight, palms open, resting on your thighs. Remind yourself that you're choosing this remedy in order to protect yourself from the damaging effect of depleting energy radiating from others and to strengthen your own inner fertility authority. Now close your eyes. Observe your breath for a few seconds. Then breathe out 3 times with a nice, long, slow exhalation. Now return to your habitual way of breathing, and with your next breath, invite an image of an impenetrable golden shield designed and crafted especially for you by a most masterful, loving protector. Breathe out once. Invite an image of the person whose pronouncements might be damaging to you. Breathe out again. With your next breath, feel and sense yourself raising your golden shield and watch the words, numbers, and any damaging energy radiating toward you bouncing right off the shield. As you take your next deep breath, feel yourself rooted in a strong, confident self that can recognize the most life-enhancing next step toward your child. Allow yourself to know that the golden shield of protection is available to you anytime you wish to use it. Breathe out and open your eyes. And now I'm going to invite you to take a piece of paper and complete 2 sentences. And after you do so, I'm going to ask you to tune in and listen how your body responds to what you have written. See if you can compassionately observe what it feels like in your body when you speak out loud each of the phrases you've written down, okay? The first phrase is, I must move fast because. Just complete it with whatever comes up for you. The second phrase is, I'm in a perfect place at a perfect time, and I'm honoring my body's own rhythm of healing because I'll do both of the sentences one more time. The first one is, I must move fast because the second phrase starts with, I'm in a perfect place at a perfect time, and I'm honoring my body's own rhythm of healing because. Doing this exercise for a week as part of your self-healing regimen might be a worthwhile experiment. Try it. That's the second step to claiming your own inner authority. To protect that seed from the dangers of chronic thrashing, and to choose to know that you are exactly where you need to be. The third step involves asking yourself a pivotal question. The great poet-philosopher Rainer Maria Rilke tells us to be patient with ourselves and love the questions that arise throughout our life journeys so that we can gradually live our way into meaningful answers. I want to humbly add that we can't live our way into useful answers unless we ask useful questions. The question that I propose you ask yourself is as follows. Is this longing in my heart going to become a burden or a blessing? Can I trust it, embrace it, and follow that longing as far as it takes me? It's an important question because your answer is going to determine how you look back at this journey 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now. The subtitle of my second book, The Fertile Female, is How the Power of Longing for a Child Can Save Your Life and Change the World. The power of the longing. In other words, we don't wait for the child to save our lives. We use the immense power of our desire to start saving ourselves. In the first chapter of The Fertile Female, I put it this way. I guess I might as well confess my bias right at the start. In the range of human experiences, motherhood for me is very near the top of the list. But motherhood will not save your life. To let all that comes, the difficult and the easy, move through you and to respond to it as truthfully as you can not only save your own life, it can heal generations worth of grief in your family line. And it can help you find the courage to speak up and add to the power of good. My invitation, of course, is that you keep persisting in turning this longing into a blessing, no matter what. That you don't let go until it turns into a blessing for you. In order for that to happen, you must keep staying the course on that trail of truth, the trail that is guided by your emerging, unquestionably fertile inner authority. Some years ago, one of my clients was going through a hard time, and I actually wrote a chant for her about this idea. The words are, is this longing in your heart a gift or a burden? A gift or a burden to bear? The longing in your heart is a gift, not a burden. The longing in your heart is a gift, not a burden. The longing in your heart is a gift and a blessing when you choose to walk the trail of truth. And here is what it sounds like. We can sing it together, okay? Is this longing in your heart a gift or a burden? A gift or a burden to bear? Is this longing in your heart a gift or a burden? A gift or a burden to bear? The longing in your heart is a gift, not a burden. The longing in your heart is a gift, not a burden. The longing in your heart is a gift and a blessing. When you choose to walk the trail of truth. So far, so good. In our first three steps, we welcomed that seed of authority within us. We stopped thrashing and chose to trust the longing. And now we're on to the fourth and perhaps the most important step. Because as I like to put it, the human game is a contact sport. None of us can do it alone. Now that you're choosing to follow that longing as a pilgrimage of self-discovery, you want to make sure that you have reliable supporters, like-minded, kind-hearted people who care enough to be your companions on the journey. Not fixers, but respectful companions. They can make all the difference in how you turn this challenge from a burden to a blessing. Maybe initially that means just one friend you trust who can encourage you, but also give you enough room for that confident, calm, trusting self to keep growing stronger. With the right helpers and tools, you get to do what ultimately we're all burning to do. Heal what calls to be healed, birth the family you long for, and continue to be fertile and to nourish that inner wise authority within you for the rest of your life. So, one more quick recap. Step one, know that the seed of your own authority is in you and make sure you use the best of nutrients to make it grow. Step two, protect that seed from harm that comes from outside authorities and from voices within you. Step three, don't wait for the child to save you. Start saving yourself by harnessing the power of your desire. And step four, choose good company for your unique sacred pilgrimage. Okay, dear friend, a few more thoughts before we part. Soon after the publication of Inconceivable, my life's mission, and certainly not because I had planned it that way, my life's mission became offering people on the scenic road to parenthood a safe, supportive space and a toolbox of provisions. If some of what I share today hit the spot and you'd like a deeper experience of the Fertile Heart Ovum practice, you can continue the exploration by watching some of the free videos on fertileheart.com, such as The Ultimate Fertility Diet or The Unexplained Infertility video. I think you might actually find that video inspiring regardless of your specific diagnosis. Is Your Fertility Cure Making You Infertile? Is another short video that might be useful. You could also take a look at the page with the 5 safe and simple herbs, the page on progesterone and estrogen boosting foods, and other food and supplement related pages. All of that material is free. You could check out Inconceivable at your local bookstore or online, the 20th anniversary edition published in 2017 has a new foreword and a new list of resources and several inspiring stories. My second book, The Fertile Female, will cover many of the beautiful ideas of the Fertile Heart Ovum work. Both books are available on Kindle, and as you might know, you don't need to own a Kindle to read them. The three-session introductory teleconference series and the workshop in Woodstock are a great way to experience the practice with my direct guidance and a beautiful community of like-hearted friends. And my team and I are currently in post-production of a fabulous 20-segment video series. So that's coming soon. Whatever you do, keep watering and nourishing that seed of your fertility authority. Let the longing be the umbilical cord already attached to your heart. And keep walking. You really, really only have to meet your child halfway.